in the grand scheme of things, I still believe that to be true. Within corporations, there's as many things to consider and as many people in order to get on board in order to move a project. So you have to be able to present the material in different ways to different levels of the company, whether it's middle management, upper management, or the executive level. For example, with the executive level, it's all about ROI. It's going to be quantifiable data. So that was something a little bit more challenging for me because I could really convince things from more of a human resource angle. But now to take it on a different approach where you need a lot more time to get things moving was a bit more frustrating. But that's something that is present in every organization or corporation or small business. So that's a very important lesson that I learned from the challenges that I was facing. And at the end of the day, what was a challenge when I first started is no longer a challenge because now I know how to translate all of the different data to the different levels within the corporation in order to achieve what I'm prioritizing for the different divisions within the company.
I oftentimes advise students to look at different opportunities and to try different things. By having an opportunity to perhaps complete a co-op or an internship program or even take on a full-time job and to see all of the different areas that are out there, to try social media, to try public relations, and to try different roles like such as marketing, you get to see what you're good at and then you get to see what you need to improve on. And by being exposed to various different roles, you not only learn more about yourself, but you learn more about the roles and the responsibilities and the tasks that are required for you to complete. So I think that it's certainly a huge benefit to take advantage of different positions that are out there that will allow you to try project management and to try all of these different roles and responsibilities that perhaps if you were to complete one position, you might be confined or restricted to your accessibility to trying different tasks that are provided to you. So I think that it's certainly one thing that people should look into when they're considering accepting a job is to see what it is that will be required of you to complete, and then also look into whether you'll have an opportunity to try project management if that's something that you enjoy. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, I'm the program editor of Global Horizons, and we have a lot of different program editors, and you can go on the NATO Association of Canada website and you'll be able to see all of the different programs that we have. There are various different roles and responsibilities, and I oftentimes interview people, and I love doing that because it's something that I immensely enjoy. But at the same time, I'm given the chance to work on conferences, roundtables, and events, and I have to say that I really enjoy that as well because now that allows me to obtain more exposure to project management. So that's another point that I wanted to make is that we do have an upcoming conference and we have been working on it. It's the Syrian Refugee Conference, which is happening tomorrow. If we're releasing this podcast at a later date, it might have already happened.
Yes.
But the point I want to make is that it's good to try different things and to not restrict or limit yourself to one area. You'll oftentimes, if you're doing a job, you'll be given a set of roles and responsibilities. But if there's something that you're passionate about or you want to try, by all means, you should explore and you should be open to trying different things that are out there.
Yeah, and the best way to do that, especially while you have a full-time job or even a part-time job or while you're a student, any one of those situations, you should think about joining an organization or association that responds to your personal interests, because that way you will be connected to more opportunities to pursue your passion projects or your hobbies in a manner where it generates real experience for you. It's not just you volunteering your time and getting nothing at the end of it. You're actually stimulating yourself by doing something you're interested in, but more importantly, you're going to be exposed to the people that share those interests with you. And as soon as you are recognized for what you're doing, then more people will approach you for further projects. And that's probably the most exciting thing that you can do, especially if you have a full-time job or a part-time job where maybe you are not able to exercise those.
Or even if you're a student and you want to become more involved. Like I'm completing my law degree. I'm in my second year with the University of London's international program. And I'm doing this work because I find it very stimulating. And it's a great way to not only stay up to date about current affairs, but to also talk to individuals who are, you know, making a significant contribution to the community that they're in, whether it be through various organizations that they're affiliated with, or whether it be that they're scholars, academics, or diplomats. You learn something new every day by being out there. It's one thing to be an academic and
yes,
to do research and complete all of these degrees, but it's a whole different thing to get yourself out there and to become engaged and to see what you're able to do next and what you're capable of doing as well. For those who are in university or college, if you're interested in international affairs and relations, or if you're interested in the European Union, by all means, like Sophia mentioned, if you become a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, you automatically become affiliated with the European Union.
Exactly. You have membership to both and access to both networks. You have a complete full access to what you might be interested in those international affairs. And beyond that, the most important thing that I think I advertise to other students in joining such organizations is that you're actually able to network with people within the field of your study, and they are already actively working within it. So you will be able to meet people that can either connect you with an internship within your field or possibly an entry-level position as soon as you graduate. And really, that's the most important thing right now. Everyone obviously appreciates a degree, and whether it be an undergraduate, a master's, or a college. But also, nowadays I've noticed, everyone is also looking for the additional experience on top of it. So the best way, if you don't have your own personal network, is to join an organization that can facilitate that network for you.
Certainly. Sophia, in addition to being actively involved in the community, you also have had previous experience working at Inc. Entertainment. And that's where you did a lot of promotional work. What would you say were some of the biggest lessons you learned as a result of being affiliated with Inc. Entertainment, along with the people that you encountered? What did you learn from them?
The most valuable experience that I can pull out from Inc. Entertainment is the fact that I was full-time employed throughout my entire undergraduate degree. And the reason why I was able to hold down a full-time position was because it worked on all of the hours that I was not in school. So hour-based, it could look more like a part-time position, but within the positions I was working, it was full-time. And I worked at a wide range of the different facilities. There was at least five that I would go between. There was one major one, which was actually the government nightclub, which was around for 18 years, and would host thousands and thousands and thousands of people at one
That's
point.
A busy club. Like
very. There'd be eight different clubs within one building, and all of them would be open at a time, and you have to facilitate to all of the different demands while they're happening. And obviously, they all happen at the same time, which is the biggest rush. And you have to really learn how to work under pressure. And the most important thing that I learned from that type of work is that your managers are so critical for you to be able to actually carry out those more or less stressful positions. Because I had such an amazing support team, and the manager, he's still currently the director of operations for Inc. Entertainment, Warren Bristol, is absolutely, hands down, one of the best managers I've ever come in contact with. And through working there, I saw how involved the CEO and the director of operations and every upper level would be involved with every event from the ground roots. Anything that would happen critical, whether it had to do with a hostessing position, because there would be maybe two or three of us in at one night when it would be a festival, they would actually assist in walking in the tables themselves. That's something so unprecedented, And there will never be another club like that within Toronto. They're all much smaller, and you'll maybe get 1,000 people for one location. So that's what made that experience so unique. But beyond that, being able to work guest list, helping with the promotional work, getting the word out for all the different events, I mean, that really coached me in what I wanted to do. It doesn't necessarily have to be for nightclubs or restaurants or anything like that. It has to be the work itself that will relate. So a real life example is that I became the on-site main media liaison for the Socialite conference in 2015 that just occurred at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. And that was huge. That was to over 1,000 people. And I didn't find it daunting for 1 second because of the experience that I had due to working at Inc. Entertainment for all those years. And there's going to only be so many more situations where you're going to deal with an influx of people and still be able to manage your position and get the job done no matter what. And those are things that I think are the most important rules of PR.
For those who are interested in perhaps pursuing a career in public relations, what is the best advice that you can give to someone who is perhaps considering going into it but has a few concerns about pursuing the field?
Well, first it would depend on their own availability. So it would differ for someone who's a student or someone who has a day job. And the one piece of advice that I would probably give to both situations is to get involved within those areas specifically. Either do public relations where you're doing their press releases, or you get involved with an event and you will be helping with things on the ground. So you will understand from an organizational point of view of what goes into either event planning or what it takes to create a conference and to ensure that it is all going smoothly during the actual conference itself. There's so many situations for students where they can get a glimpse of that because there are model UNs, there are simulation NATOs, there are so many different types of academic events that are provided by universities and colleges. You just have to usually do a little bit more research if you're not, I don't know, reading the newsletters that are coming into your email.
Right.
Schools seem pretty good with that type of information, but it's also very easy to miss, especially if you have a lot of emails coming in. So the best piece of advice is get aware and know what is within your own set availability. Don't overextend yourself. And that's the best piece of advice I could give.